Welcome back to another edition of the Off the Crossbar podcast here on ilindoor.com and Inside the Cross, and maybe even on iTunes, depending on where you're listening and when you're listening, what you're doing. I don't know. Welcome to the show. My name is Teddy Jenner. If you want to get a hold of me, you can drop me an email, otcb@teamradio.ca. You can find me on the old Twitter box, twitter.com/offthecrossbar. We always try to bring you the biggest names, the freshest stories, and people who are making waves in the world of lacrosse. And our next guest and our latest guest is a man who's been making waves across this country and around the world, and seems to be putting smiles on a lot of people's faces for a number of reasons. He's Dane Stevens, now of the Minnesota Swarm. Dano, how are you?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm not bad. Did you like that intro? Was that okay for you?
That was good. Yeah, around the world. That was a big one, man. That's serious.
Well, come on. Don't sell yourself short. You're doing a lot of things in this world right now.
Yeah, it's been a busy couple of years, for sure.
The people who don't know, I was actually looking this up because usually what we like to do is when we have guests, we like to play their most recent goal that they've scored. You haven't scored a goal since February 12th, 2011. What the hell have you been doing?
It's a loaded question, man. They score one this weekend or a few, I don't know. Yeah, for the last year, I've been focusing on basically opening a jewelry store in Vancouver with my partner.
Yeah, we're going to get into a lot of that. There was maybe some hopes of you coming back with the Edmonton Rush this year. It didn't quite work out, but you've landed with the Minnesota Swarm. Are you happy to be back in the NLL?
Yeah, for sure, yeah. I had some plans to play for the Rush, but I think they're off to a really good start. And I know they didn't want to mess with what they had going, as we saw the other night. I know you were at the game, too, in Vancouver. So they look pretty good, and I know they got some really good chemistry. So the move was to go to Minnesota.
And you get reunited with your Swamp partner, Scott Jones, and also your good Delta buddy, Logan Schuss. So it's always nice to see some friendly faces when you go to a new team.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I grew up with Logan and been really excited to play with Jonesy the last few years, and looking forward to connecting with those guys again and already have some chemistry with both of them, so that should be nice. Should be a nice fit.
Has the Swarm talked to you and what they want you to do as a role now that you're coming into the team? A very young team, and we kind of joked about this as we were kind of setting this up, and I said, well, now you're the vet on the team, and you kind of said, oh my gosh, I can't believe that's actually me now.
I don't know if I'd say I'm the vet. I know they got some really good veteran players, but yeah, I've been around the game for some years now, and it's nice to know my role. They're kind of, I know they're struggling on the power play. And I think that's one of my biggest strengths is to help them work with that. And then, I think clear some bodies out for their left side. They got some smaller guy. I know Shane Jackson's not the tallest guy out there. But he sure plays like it. So it'd be good to clear some room and move the ball and just do whatever they kind of say.
So, you've watched the NLL for a while now, and you've seen this year progressing. Is it fun time to be playing professional lacrosse?
I think for sure. Yeah. The league's never been younger. And that's exciting. I think the way the brand of the game today is to move and push the tempo. And I think that, that's exciting for any fan or player. It's moving. It's really fast. And, the most exciting part for me is getting back in it and getting to be a part of the new game. It's changed. Like when I was in Edmonton, we had a lot of veterans, and I think half those guys aren't even in the league anymore.
Yeah.
They probably still could be, but it's just not the way the game's going.
Unfortunately, you've already missed the Swarm's visit to the Langley Event Center. You won't be able to get to play in front of your hometown family and friends.
Yeah, my mom was pretty, she didn't like that. She's like, when are you guys playing in Vancouver? And I was like, oh, I don't know, they already did.
Well, you know, playoffs could come around. It might be a Champions Cup final in the future for the Minnesota Swarm. But now that you're back, is it a complete mindset change? Because you haven't been playing NLL for a couple of years. You've been playing the summer ball with the Burnaby Bay Lakers. But is it a mindset change from being a jeweler and being a musician to now having to focus on getting your body beat up every weekend again?
I don't think so. It's kind of the professional attitude is in kind of everything I try to do, whether it's jewelry or music. And lacrosse is just kind of another natural part of that for me. I've played my whole life. So I know game days I just try to focus as much as I can. I think everyone works during the week, or most guys do. So I think that's a challenge for everybody. I did the camps and all that in Edmonton and played some preseason action. But for the real games, not yet in the last couple of years. But I'm excited, man. I can't wait. Yeah.
What's the correlation between being a lacrosse player and a jeweler? Is there any similarities between the two lifestyles?
It is competitive. We're always kind of seeing what our competition is doing in the marketplace and trying to. It's kind of like if you're battling to make the team, you always got the pressure's on. The pressure's always on in the business world too. I think that the second that we don't have competitive prices or the quality slips, I always take that personally. So I think that's also like when you make a bad play or mm-hmm. if you don't come prepared to play, that affects someone personally too. So I think there's a lot of similarities for sure.
Cavalier Gastown is the storefront name. CavalierGastown.com is the website. I highly suggest everyone checking it out. Guys, if you're listening to this and you need a Valentine's Day gift, this is the guy.
Rings, all that stuff.
Yeah,
man,
this is
stuff.
The guy that you need to be talked to. Heck, NLL owners, if you want to get championship rings, I'm sure you'll do them for them.
I hope so. hopefully I can make my own. I don't know.
Yeah, let's talk about diamonds and Cavalier Gastown jewelry, because the NLL prides itself on being a weekend warrior league and guys have jobs outside of the league, but yours might be one of the most interesting. Just give the listeners a little background on how you got into this profession, because it's a long line of family tradition for you guys.
Yeah, for sure. I'm third generation, and I was lucky enough to kind of get brought into the business by my uncle and grandfather. And that kind of started in the 70s of going kind of around the world and buying gems and diamonds and bringing them to Canada to sell them. Mm-hmm. We still do that for our gemstones. So that was kind of the reason I took a couple of years off, was to focus on that business, because it's pretty time intensive. Traveling back to Asia and South America, stuff like that for work, really eats a lot of your time. but as far as the diamonds go, now it's a little easier to maintain that. All the diamonds we have are Canadian, so that's actually taken a little less travel to do. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where the business started. And then about 7 months ago, my partner Keith and I opened up Cavalier. It was a combination of everything. It's engagement rings, watches, fine jewelry, pearls, you name it.
Do we have to worry about blood diamonds anymore? Is that a thing still?
No, that's definitely not a thing. I guess it was, but even when it was, I think it was actually a really small percentage, like under 1%.
Yeah.
But everything that we have is laser inscribed, certified by the Canadian government.
You said most of your diamonds or all your diamonds are Canadian certified diamonds. Where are those diamonds coming from?
There's two mines. There's the Ekati mine and the Diavik mine, which is where our relationships, my family's relationships have, that's where they stand. Mm-hmm. There's one new mine. But we're not really connected to it, and that's in Northern Ontario. So
are most of the mines out east, or are there any mines out here?
They're all in the Northwest Territory.
Oh, okay.
Those are the two, yeah, the Caddy and Diver.
What's the hot item now? Obviously getting close to Valentine's Day, and is that a big thing for you guys?
You know what? We've had a lot of girls come in kind of snooping around for stuff to get their men. I think we're going to do really well with the watches.
Yeah.
For Valentine's Day, as far as the guys go. But as far as the girls are concerned, I think diamond studs, necklaces, all that kind of stuff is great. One thing we've really tried to be conscious about the store is to offer something for everybody.
Yeah.
Things start at $50 and go up to $50,000. So there's really no options. I mean, there's no excuses, guys.
Yeah. but you guys do a lot of work in the community with a lot of nonprofit organizations and stuff. How important is for you?
Yeah, 8 or 9.
Yeah, and being in Gastown, for people who don't know, the Gastown area of Vancouver is not a hot spot or a posh part of the city, but there are a lot of really cool shops there and individual artists. But how important is it to be a part of that local community?
It's huge. I think that without that element, I think that element really sets us apart from anyone else, because I know that we do more charity work than any other store in Vancouver. And I'd like to see what other guys are doing outside of Vancouver. But I'm really proud of that. I think it's done a great thing in terms of our branding and our image and our good standing in the community, which is super important. The second you stop giving back to your own community, that's not a good thing. So.
You've mentioned your partner, Keith, a few times. For those that don't know, Keith Seabrook is the Keith we're talking about. Happens to be the younger brother of Chicago Blackhawks, Stanley Cup champion. Mm-hmm. Probably should have been Team Canada defenseman Brent Seabrook. Has that helped your business a lot, having that name kind of attached to you guys?
Yeah, it's been great. Brent, his brother's been absolutely amazing. We did a charity show in Chicago before Christmas.
Wow.
basically had a trunk show and set up for all the Chicago Blackhawks to come and browse and buy some stuff. And that was huge.
Yeah.
And he's always really good about bringing the boys in when they're in town playing the Canucks, which I think that they are next week. So that'll be good to chat again. And it's huge. Yeah, I don't know what else to say about that.
You guys had the Stanley Cup there this past summer.
Yeah, we had the cup in, and lucky enough to drink a few beers out of the cup, and party a little bit with the cup. That was the once in a lifetime thing. I didn't think I would be starstruck by the cup. I was kind of like, oh, this is cool. And then it showed up. And I was like, man, I really want to drink a beer out of that so badly.
So we go from lacrosse player to jeweler, and then you moonlight as a bassist for the Tough Lovers. You guys had a pretty cool last few years. You're part of the Peak Performance Project, and you guys have done some touring, and you guys have some great music out. Where are you guys at now? What's next up for Tough Lovers?
We just we're working on our new album, so that should be done, I think, by the summertime, but those things kind of usually take a little more time to finish up. So we've got about 10 songs we're working on right now, and hopefully the radio keeps playing them because that means we get money. So right now we're just focusing on writing some new material and making sure that everything's tight to take in the studio. And I think we're going to head in mid-February, you know, three or 4 weeks to do a few songs and then see where that takes us. So yeah, I mean, that the Peak Performance Project was amazing too. Kind of taught us everything that we didn't already know about the business.
Yeah.
And really develops you as an artist and makes sure that you're always on the top of your game. So
the Tough Lovers have come, you know, leaps and bounds, and maybe one day we'll get, you know, a lot more recognition on the Canadian music scene. The Grammys were last night. I know we kind of talked there off air, you didn't watch, but what's one of your favorite albums from the year, bands even?
A band called The Generationals. Band of the New Orleans. They had a really good album this year. Guilty Pleasure would probably be the Lord album. We kind of play that at the store all the time.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't actually watch, but I gotta actually check out and see who won what.
it was a pretty cool night. There was a lot of great my best performance from last night was Imagine Dragons and Kendrick Lamar. It was probably the best performance of the night. Is there, you talked about your guilty pleasure of Lord. Is there something on your iPod or in your car that you Snapchat songs to all of us, but don't tell anybody you actually listen to?
That's what you do. I never do that, man. Teddy, that's your thing. You Snapchat everything. I don't do that.
But okay. You may not Snapchat, but what's the band that you're singing to at the top of your lungs in your car?
I don't know, man. Sometimes before games, I really get into the Biggie and catch
or
like the best, my favorite album. Yeah. It's not a guilty pleasure. I'm not guilty at all. The Chronic 2001.
Oh, of course.
So then, you know, every time we'll go to the game in the swamp, you gotta bump as much Dr. Dre as you can before you get in the swamp there. So
what is the? We've talked a lot about the swamp and Swamp Blacks and the Burnaby Lakers basically on the swamp. You guys are making a run. You've made some great additions. You got Ilya and Alex Geitz. You just picked up Tyler Richards. You guys had a great draft class this year. Is this going to be a revolution year for the Burnaby Lakers?
It'll be, I think we need to take the next step, and I think it's all really about playoffs for us. Regular season, we've been good the last 2 years, but when it came down to it, I didn't think we had enough in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
So adding those guys allows, you know, any of the better players that we have, like Jonesy and Churchy, to not play so many minutes maybe during the regular season, and like that league's so brutal sometimes. It's a tough league.
Yeah.
So I think that if you're just more prepared and if you're not, the wear and tear shouldn't be where it was. I know we had a really beat up team by the time playoffs rolled around, just trying to get there. I think this year we'll be there and we'll be in better shape to make a push. So yeah, Tyler Richards, man, made some swampy saves the other night.
He did make some swampy saves. Go to YouTube and check out his save. At the end of the half was probably the save of the year. It's going to be on TSN this week, and it probably go down as probably the save of the year in the National Lacrosse League. Your Minnesota Swarm are back in it this week, and it's your first game in a few years. I know you're excited. Dano, what's a website where people can check out Cavalier and check out Tough Lovers?
CavalierGastown.com, and we have an online store, so that's good for anybody listening abroad, and www.toughlovers.com, or search us on Facebook and like our page.
iTunes?
iTunes, yeah. Nothing new on iTunes, Wait for the new stuff, then you can go to iTunes.
Well, how about they go to iTunes now and get the old stuff, and then go to iTunes in 4 months and get the new stuff?
For sure.
I'm here to help you, Dane. Stop selling yourself short.
I know, man. I think you just search Tough Lovers on iTunes. We're the only Tough Lovers around.
Perfect, man. I appreciate it. thanks for giving me a chat, and good luck this weekend. It's great to see you back in the league, and I know we'll see you around.
Thanks so much. Okay, take care.
A man of many talents, Dane Stevens, the newest forward addition to the Minnesota Swarm, and he will be out there banging and crashing, getting guys like Shane Jackson and Logan Schuss open, cutting through the middle. And who knows? Maybe he'll be the new locker room DJ for the Swarm as the bassist for Tough Lovers. And as mentioned, maybe some of those guys will be sporting some new jewelry in the upcoming weeks, because check out their website, CavalierGastown.com. Have some absolutely fantastic apparel and jewelry. And again, you don't have to be, you know, flashy. You can just get a simple wristwatch or whatever you want. And again, guys, February 14th is coming up soon. So go check out the website and get your girl something nice. Trust me, it'll be worth it. And why not support a lacrosse guy who wants to help you put a smile on your lady's face? You can thank me later. We're going to get out of here, and as we do, we're going to hear a little bit of the Tough Lovers. This song coming up is called Kids Go Out. My name is Teddy Jenner. This has been another edition of the Off the Crossbar podcast on ILIndoor.com, Inside Lacrosse, and of course, on iTunes, streamed around the world. I'll talk to you next week right here in the podcast. Again, OTCB at teamradio.ca. Find me on the old Twitter box, twitter.com/offthecrossbar. Talking week time. Enjoy the games this weekend, and remember, be excellent to each other. Nobody wants to live on someone else's terms. Nobody wants to live on someone else's terms. When the kids go out at night, yet their friends stay home. Yeah.